الحمد لله الحمد لله العلي الكبير العفو القدير دعانا إلى العفو في كتابه الكريم ووعدنا عليه الأجر العظيم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله أكثر الناس عفوا وأعظمهم حلما وصفحا فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز الرحمن علم القرآن وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر وقال الله عز وجل في شأن حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصلي عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله Infinite and abundant praise and glory is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, the most merciful, the most benevolent, the one who has taught the Qur'an to the beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the one who has made the Qur'an easy for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our gathering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send His abundant peace and blessings upon our noble, most prestigious, most beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and upon his illustrious and purified and beautiful family, and upon the righteous companions and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, on this sacred day of Jumu'ah, in the beautiful house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have gathered to reconnect ourselves with the majestic and the beautiful kalam of Allah azza wa jal, and also look at the beautiful hidayah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to strengthen our hearts, to strengthen our bonds of unity, to increase our love for one another, and to also find salvation, success in this dunya and also in the hereafter. The very first verse that was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an, all of you are very well aware of that. The very first command and the very first word revealed by Allah azza wa jal was iqra, which means to recite, which means to read. It is an amr, fi'al amr. To read, to recite, to reflect and to recount upon the Creator and upon the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon all the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you have a child which is just born, or a child when it begins to babble and slowly begins to talk, you don't give them a book for a GCSE book or an A-level book or a university book and say, here you go, read. You don't say that. You read to the child. You read the stories to the child so they can start to imagine, they can start to envisage, they can start to think, and they can see all of these beautiful things that you are sharing with them. So you read and the child listens and understands and takes that in and reflects. So that is the first command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to read for all of us. And later Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentions, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ La rayba fi, that most elevated and prestigious and honorable book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, within which there is absolutely no doubt whatsoever. And kitab comes from kataba, which means to write, to collect, to join together, to combine. It means to follow, it means to apply. So the very first few commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to see the signs and read the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to proclaim the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then to gather those signs and reflect upon them and act upon the signs of what they are telling you to do, and share them with yourself, with your family, and with the rest of humanity. So the Muslim Ummah is a nation of stating the obvious. All of the signs around us, we read these, we recite these aloud, and we recount these signs to all of humanity, and we are also the ones who are acting and collating these signs and acting upon the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the majestic Quran. So our very core identity, our honor, our izzah, our success, our falah, all of this is through the majestic kalam and of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the core, this is where it all comes from. The Quran comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He sees all of these signs, he recites all of these signs, he understands all of these signs, he puts them all together and he shares them with the rest of humanity. This is a very important thing for us to understand, that this is who we are, and this is how we will find success and salvation, through the majestic kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through how the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam recited and preserved those verses. This is why the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in a beautiful hadith mentioned, عَلِّمُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ حُبَّ تِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ, that teach your children the love of reciting the majestic Qur'an. Not at the beginning just for them to read and reflect, because they're not that capacity yet. For them to start loving to read the recitation of the Qur'an. The stronger our connection is with the Qur'an, the stronger it will be with the creator of the Qur'an, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The stronger it will be with the messenger of the Qur'an as well, the one who shared the beautiful message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our connection needs to be very, very strong with the Qur'an, and we should be eager to make sure not just ourselves as individuals, but also our children are encouraged and supported and pushed towards learning the Qur'an, reading the Qur'an, reciting the Qur'an, reflecting upon the Qur'an, sharing the Qur'an, preserving the Qur'an, propagating the Qur'an. This is what is required of us all. So today, inshallah al-aziz, we'll look at a few important reminders on the virtues of preserving the Qur'an. The first and foremost, that those people who are huffaz, hafiz, is a person who memorizes, who preserves and protects the Qur'an. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Qur'an, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الزِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. We are the one who are revealing all of these verses to all of humanity. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. And we will be the one who will preserve and protect the majestic Qur'an. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect the Qur'an, but also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect the sahibi Qur'an. So if you are a hafiz, the Qur'an will be protected. But because you are connected to the Qur'an, you will also be protected. Your iman will be protected. Your ikhlas will be protected. Your barakah will be protected. So many things will be protected. Why? Because you are protecting and preserving the Qur'an. This is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person who preserves the Qur'an, they have a VIP, a very, very, very important status in the dunya whilst they are alive, whilst they are, and when they die, when they return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also on the day of Qiyamah. In all three stages, they will always be at the front line. They will always have this great maqam bestowed upon them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the true VIP person. Why? Because a person who is hafiz has more right and haq to lead the salah than any other ordinary person. The person who has memorized the most Qur'an, he has the most right to be standing on the musalla of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. The person who is a hafiz has the most right to be standing in the front saf behind the janazah because of his status and maqam, because of what he has preserved within his heart. And also, when a person passes away who has memorized the Qur'an, he has the most right to be buried first. In the battle of Uhud, the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when he was gathering the bodies of the shuhada, he mentioned to the sahaba ikram and instructed them that do the janazah and place those shuhada who are huffaz al-Quran at the front. they have the greatest right, and then we will do the janazah of the rest. Even though they are also shuhada, they have given their life in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but these people are very, very important people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they are the ones who preserved and protected the Quran, and therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon them that extra privilege. And everyone in this dunya is trying to stand out. They want to be that special person in front of their family, in their work, in with their colleagues, with their friends, wherever they go, they want to stand out. But if you want to stand out in the dunya, if you want to stand out in your grave, if you want to stand out on the day of Qiyamah, become a hafiz of Quran. Become a protector and preserver and propagator of the Quran. The Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions, the one who recites the Quran and he learns it by heart will be the noble righteous scribe, will be amongst the noble and the righteous scribes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam furthermore mentions that indeed Allah azza wa jal will elevate some people due to this book. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا. That because of this very book, because of this kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will raise the maqam of those individuals. وَيَدْعُوا بِهِ آخَرِينَ. And those people who reject or deny and put the Quran away and they don't act upon the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will degrade and debase them. You pushed my Quran aside in the dunya, you rejected it, you didn't act upon it, Allah ta'ala will push you aside on the day of Qiyamah. But those who place it at the forefront of their lives, on their lips, on their eyes, in their hearts, in their minds, Allah ta'ala will raise them and raise them and give them the ability to intercede on the day of Qiyamah because of what they have within their heart and within their mind. So imagine this very, very, very special VIP status for you, for your son, for your daughter, for your friend, for your brother, for your sister, for your family member. Imagine this. And this is achievable for you only when you connect with the Quran, when you connect with Ar-Rahman, and he will be the one who will be teaching you the Quran. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises. Allah ta'ala also promises that وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. We have made it easy for you to remember me, easy for you to memorize the Quran. We might think it's insurmountable, it's a difficult thing to achieve. 114 surahs, over 600 to 800 pages. It's difficult to memorize 6,236 verses. No, it's not. You take the first step, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take multiple steps towards you. You learn one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enable multiple verses to enter within your heart. Look at what you can achieve. It's within your grasp, within your ability. The second thing, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants khayr, what is khayr? All forms of goodness, all forms of happiness, felicity, tranquility, success. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants khayr for any individual, He enables them to read and understand the Quran. May yuridillahu bihi khayran yufaqqihu fi ad-deen. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants khayr for an individual, we all want khayr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He chooses khayr for someone, intends goodness for someone, He gives them the ability to understand the Quran, to read the Quran, and to preserve everything that they have. So the greatest thing in this deen is within the religion is the understanding of the Quran, is the recitation of the majestic Quran, is the preservation and the memorization of the Quran, because this is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. This is what He has given you. This is what He has gifted you. This is what He has bestowed upon you, saying, here it is. You want success, you want protection, you want salvation, whatever you want, take this and you will succeed. Just like if you are drowning and somebody gives you their hand, take my hand and you will survive. I will prevent you from drowning. This kalam will prevent you from drowning in the dunya. It will prevent you from drowning in your grave. It will prevent you from drowning on the day of Qiyamah. This kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which you need to hold on to as fast as you can, as strong as you can. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. The kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that rope which will protect you in your deen, in your dunya, in your akhirah. Another point to encourage you and your children is that they will be the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who become the huffaz. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, verily Allah azza wa jal has people from among mankind. So not everybody is the same. Not everybody is the same in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily Allah azza wa jal has people from among mankind, and the people of the Qur'an are the people of Allah, His chosen ones. Allah's chosen ones, the most preferred people of all of humanity, of all of mankind, and those which are selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are Ahlul Qur'an. The people who are the Ahl of the Qur'an, the people who are the Huffaz of the Qur'an, the preservers and the protectors of the Qur'an, the reciters of the Qur'an, the ones who reflect upon the Qur'an. Is this not another reason and excuse for you to push yourself and your children? We'll push them for their GCSEs, we'll push them for their tuition, we'll push them for their A-levels, we'll push them for their university, for their grades, for their degrees and for their jobs and for their mortgages and for their cars and for their marriages. But how much do we push them towards becoming such noble individuals who are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Those who will be able to intercede because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them that ability. Those people who are VIPs in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who are given preference by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs us to honor those individuals because they have honored the majestic Quran. The Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned is, verily the one who carries the Quran, here in this context means preserving, not physical carrier, the one who carries the Quran in his heart, in his mind, in his actions, in his af'al and a'mal, carries the Quran without exaggeration. He knows and he acts upon it and he remains humble, and neither does he neglect it. Certain people know a certain amount but they don't act upon it, or they don't reflect upon those particular ahkamat and ayat. So neither does he exaggerate and neither does he neglect it. It's a form of honoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you honor that individual, you are actually honoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he is honoring the majestic and the beautiful Quran of Allah azza wa jal. These people who are the huffaz of the Quran, they are safe from the trial of Dajjal. Dajjal will be one of the greatest trials and tribulations and the tests towards the end of time. And the Messenger ﷺ mentions that whoever memorizes the first 10 verses or the last 10 verses of Suratul Kahf, he will be protected from the trials and the tests of Dajjal. Just by memorizing these 10 particular verses, reflecting upon those 10 particular verses, and reciting those 10 particular verses every Jum'ah as well. Sixth reason, the highest ranks of Jannah will be reserved for those who are the memorizers of the Quran, the preservers, the huffaz of the Quran. The Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions, it will be said to the companion of the Quran, to the sahibi Quran, after he has entered into paradise, iqra warqa, that recite and continue to go up higher and higher and higher and higher. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to that individual. Keep reciting and keep rising higher and higher. For every single verse that individual recites, he will raise one level in Jannah. And then continue to raise higher and higher depending on how many verses that he has memorized. And if he has memorized 6,236 verses, then that is how high he will go in Jannatul Firdaus Al-A'la. Imagine this maqam, this prestige, this nobility, this status given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That not only are you in Jannatul Firdaus Al-A'la, the highest of heavens, but then even within that, you will be 6,236 levels higher than other individuals as well, because of your preservation of the majestic Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enable you to wear beautiful garments of honor for you and for your family as well. The Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions the Quran itself will come on the day of Qiyamah and say, "Oh my Lord, adorn him. Adorn him, beautify him, adorn him." So the person will be made to wear the crown of honor, which will be far superior than the shining of the sun in this dunya that we have. A crown of prestige and honor will be placed on that individual's head, because the Quran will say, "Ya Allah, this is what he deserves." Then it will say, the Quran will say, "Oh Allah, increase him, zidhu." So the person will be made to wear the garments of honor as well. The crown of honor, the garments of honor. Then the Quran will say, "Oh Allah, be pleased with him." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with that individual. individual, that individual who dedicated his days and nights, some of, you know, when he was young especially, or even when he was old, to the preservation and the memorization and reflection of the majestic and the beautiful Qur'an, upon the understanding of the glorious Qur'an as well. This honor, this maqam, this status, this izzah, this waqar upon his head, and also in the form of garments as well, will be given to him purely because of the sake of the Qur'an. The Qur'an will also intercede for whoever loves the recitation of the Qur'an. And the Messenger ﷺ mentions that, recite the Qur'an, for verily it will come on the day of Qiyamah as an intercessor for those who recite it. And imagine the reciter who is preserving the Qur'an, who is doing hifz of the Qur'an. Each particular ruku, or each particular surah, or juz, he probably recites it hundreds, if not thousands of times, in his attempt to preserve the Qur'an, and to do hifz of that particular surah, or that ayah, or that juz. By the time you finish reciting the entire Qur'an and memorizing it, you may have read it maybe 400, 500, 1,000 times, maybe more. Who knows? But this is what the Qur'an will do on the day of Qiyamah, because of your abundant recitation and your connection day and night with the Qur'an will intercede for you and say, Allah, he spent his days and nights for your sake, in your memory, in your recitation, forgive him for whatever he may have done knowingly or unknowingly. And how will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reject the intercession of the Qur'an? Allah ta'ala won't. Because this is a means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has deliberately produced so that he can forgive that individual, but also to show you that this is what you can achieve, this is what you can receive when you are the reciters of the Qur'an, when you are the preservers of the Qur'an. And also for the parents, for the individuals who support their children, who push and encourage their children to become Huffaz of the Qur'an as well. The highest honor will be for the parents of the Hafiz as well. The Messenger ﷺ mentions that whosoever recites the Qur'an and practices upon its injunctions, i.e. the ahkamat, all of the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the reciter's parents will be given a crown on the day of Qiyamah. The brightness of the crown would be more intense than the brightness of the sun. In this day and age, parents are so always looking to say, look, my son has achieved this, my son or daughter achieved so many A grades, so many A star grades, they achieved the first at university, they have this car, this property, and they're proud of the achievements of their children, and they boast that, and they share that with their family and with their friends, because they want to stand out. But imagine the honor of these individuals, these parents on the day of Qiyamah, when their heads will be shining more brightly than the brightness of the sun. Why? Because they supported and encouraged their child, and also made sure that their child was acting upon the beautiful and glorious Qur'an as well. This is the time for you to shine in the dunya, so that you can shine in the hereafter, where you can encourage yourself and your children and your siblings to memorize the Qur'an as much as possible. And the Messenger ﷺ furthermore mentioned that every single letter that the memorizer of the Qur'an recite, he is rewarded 10 times for every single letter. The Messenger ﷺ mentions that whoever recites one word from the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the book of Allah, will be rewarded for a good deed and 10 more like it. So it is dependent upon your intentions, your sincerity and your effort. You can be rewarded even more than 10 times for every single letter. Alif, Lam, Mim are three individual letters where a minimum you will receive 30 rewards. And imagine a Hafiz is repeating that day and night for days and weeks and months and years for the entirety of his life. Imagine his reward, imagine his maqam and his status before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And finally, Jannah will be the one who memorized the Qur'an. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and narrates from the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that anyone who knows the Qur'an by heart and follows the lawful and keeps away from the prohibited, lives his life according to the Qur'an, will be sent to heaven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like I said at the beginning, that our identity, our honor, our izzah, our success, everything that we have is via the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Ar-Rahman, He is the one who has given us the Qur'an. And it is important for us to recite it, to preserve it, to memorize it, and to propagate the message of the Qur'an, so that we can become the VIPs in the dunya, we can become safe in our graves, we'll become successful on the day of Qiyamah. And look at all of these rewards, all of these virtues that are there solely for those people who dedicate their time and their life and their energies towards reciting and reflecting and preserving the Quran. Anyone can become a hafiz. Age is not a concern. Ability is not a concern. You can become a hafiz or a hafiza, whether you're single, whether you're married, whether you're young or whether you're old, whether you're a single mother or a mother of multiple children, whether you have one job or two jobs. Memorizing the Quran is an achievable task. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. We have made the Quran easy for recital, for remembrance. Then why do you not even attempt or try to memorize the Quran? You will be able to do that with dua, with sincerity, with a positive attitude and dedication towards pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to abundantly recite the Quran, reflect upon the Quran, and act upon the Quran, and encourage and support our children to also become hufaz of the Quran. وَأَقُولِ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. آج کا جو خطبہ تھا وہ فضائل تھے جتنے بھی قرآن پاک کے حوالے سے, کہ جو والدین یا جو بچے قرآن پاک کو سیکھتے ہیں, حفظ کرتے ہیں, اللہ رب العزت نے کتنا ان کو مقام دنیا میں عطا کیا ہے, قبر میں بھی اور آخرت میں. تو اس لیے ہمارے لیے ضروری ہے کہ ہم بھی قرآن سے اچھا اور مضبوط ایک رشتہ قائم کریں تاکہ ہماری دنیا بھی اور آخرت بھی سنور جائے. اسی حوالے سے میں آپ سب کو ایک خوشخبری دینا چاہتا ہوں کہ اللہ رب العزت کے فضل و کرم سے, احسان سے, ہمارے ہی مسجد میں ہمارے ہی بچے اس کمیونٹی سے ماشاءاللہ اس نے قرآن پاک کو مکمل کیا, الحمدللہ مکمل قرآن پاک سورۃ الفاتحہ سے لے کر سورۃ الناس تک. الحمدللہ 114 صورتیں, الحمدللہ 6236 آیات, تو ماشاءاللہ بہت سارے صفحات الحمدللہ ہمارے بیٹے زاویر محمد افاق نے مکمل کیا. اللہ رب العزت اس کا قرآن پاک قبول و منظور فرمائے. یہ ہے نواسے ہمارے شبیر حسین راتھوڑ صاحب کے, اللہ رب العزت ان کی والدین پر, ان کے گرینڈ اور گرینڈ ماں پر, سب پر رحم و کرم فرمائے, ان پر کروڑ ہار برکتیں اور رحمتیں نازل فرمائے. اور ہمیں بھی کوشش کرنی چاہیے کہ ہم خود بھی اور اپنے بچوں کو اس طرف راغب کریں کہ قرآن پاک کی ہی وہ حفاظت کریں, اس کو سمجھیں بھی. اور اس بچے نے صرف قرآن پاک کو حفظ نہیں کیا بلکہ اس نے میرے ساتھ ساتھ عربی کی کتابیں بھی پڑھیں, اور الحمدللہ یہ قرآن پاک کو سمجھتا بھی ہے, عربی بولتا بھی ہے, پڑھ بھی سکتا ہے, اور جب قرآن پاک کو پڑھتا ہے وہ کم از کم 70% اس کو سمجھ بھی لیتا ہے الحمدللہ. یہ قرآن پاک کو بالمعنی یہ سمجھ بھی رہا ہے اور پڑھ بھی رہا ہے, یہ بہت بڑا ایک اعزاز ہے ہمارے لیے. تو آپ سب کو مبارک ہو, اور میں یہی آپ سے دعا کروں گا کہ آپ بھی کوشش کریں اپنے بچوں کو بھی یہ اس طرف لگائیں, کیونکہ اسی میں ہماری کامیابی ہے اس دنیا میں بھی اور آخرت میں بھی. As you can see that today's khutbah was geared towards reminding us all the virtues and the blessings and the rewards of memorizing, preserving, reciting the Quran, and the rewards that we receive whilst we are alive, also in our graves and on the day of Qiyamah. And by the infinite blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our very mosque, the regional mosque of Markazi Jamia Masjid, to the Ashton Central Mosque here today, alhamdulillah, we have our very first, a very young, and our very own full hafiz of the Quran. MashaAllah, his name, a very young lad, 15 years of age, Xavier Muhammad Ifaq. He is the nephew of MashaAllah Shabir Hussein Rathor Sahab. So many congratulations to the parents and also to the grandparents as well. Alhamdulillah, he memorized the entire Quran in just 11 months. 11 مہینوں میں اس نے مکمل قرآن پاک کی حفظ کیا الحمدللہ. اسکول کے ساتھ بھی, دوستوں کے ساتھ بھی, سب چیزوں کے باوجود بھی اس نے الحمدللہ قرآن پاک کی حفاظت کی. اینڈ وچ از ناٹ اے اسمال تھنگ ٹو اچیو, 14-15 ایئرز آف ایج, ود ہز جی سی سیز اراؤنڈ دا کورنر, ود ہز فرینڈز اینڈ ہز پی سیز اینڈ گیمز اینڈ ایوری تھنگ ایلس, ان اسپائٹ آف دیٹ ہی ڈیڈیکیٹڈ ہز ڈیز اینڈ نائٹس ٹو میمورائزنگ 114 چیپٹرز, 6236 ورسز. He did it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his great love and yearning for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should encourage ourselves and also our family members. It's achievable. You can achieve it. Your children can achieve it. Your family and friends can achieve it. So many, many congratulations to everybody, especially our young son, Xavier Muhammad Ifaq. کل سے نماز فجر کی جماعت انشاءاللہ العزیز 7:15 ہوگی, نماز ظہر کی جماعت 1:00, نماز عصر کی جماعت 3:15, اور نماز مغرب کی جماعت 4:40 پر, عشاء کی جماعت چالو ہفتے